my motorcycles and buying my 16-year-old his first car. That's important.
All good?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
A little bit of starting language if you want to look at
it. Oh, yeah, the starting language.
I mean, last time I...
You're good without it?
Yeah, I feel I should be fine. I mean, it's okay. A 604 calling me in order. Okay.
Jan's here.
Oh, there we go.
Motion passes. Motion passes to remove the chair. That has been replaced.
Unanimous.
So move. Let's go.
All right. You had a good run.
Good evening, chair.
20 minutes.
What Padre game?
20 minutes to get out of the parking garage. Probably because of the Padres.
Yeah, the Padres are probably playing.
They won.
8-2 from what I heard. So, pity to the Pittsburgh Pirates fans.
I just called a meeting to order, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay, cool.
At 6:04 p.m. Sorry. And I will call roll. Chair Budding.
Here.
Commissioner Disharoon.
Here.
Commissioner Hopita.
Here.
Commissioner Azunza.
Present.
And Commissioner Lopez.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, the next item on the calendar is item 3.1, approval of the November 8th, 2023 meeting minutes.
Motion.
Page 5.
Anybody move to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the meetings as is.
Second.
Second.
Or is that any discussion? Okay, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes? 500. Written communications. Got a request by Commissioner Azunza for an excused absence on February 14th and February 28th. I move that we approve that.
Second.
Discussion? And all in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstention.
Okay, 401. No, that makes sense. Yeah. Public comments is a section of on the agenda for the members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. Do we have any?
We have two public comments. You guys ready?
Okay,
Robert, you have 3 minutes.
Hello, board. I know, good day. Hope you guys are doing well. We can start off with a friendly, hope you guys are doing good. Been going through cancellations after cancellations of people not showing up to meetings, so it's good to have you guys show up and have a quorum to have a meeting. I've been working throughout the year trying to get information out, make sure the public's informed. There's still no link that access from like your calendar, like on the event, to the actual paperwork or something to your page so people can get to the information. A lot of boards have already done this, and I got to bring it up because it came through my audit when I was looking at the calendar event and seeing that there's no links to help the public get to the information better. I do know that a lot of the time I'm hard on people, and it's just to be fair. If there's no pushback from the boards to check the staff and check the paperwork and have a policy that requires someone to do that, the citizens have to do it. And then when I'm doing it, like I said, it really isn't a problem because we can fix it. When it becomes a problem is when no one wants to fix anything. And I don't find that throughout the city. I find it sparsely, right? And I try to help address those issues so we can get them fixed and so the community can be involved. I do have a lot of other public comments, so I'm just going to stick real general to this one and try to let you guys know, like, we have your backs on certain issues, but when the public shows up, you know there's some issues on the papers that are coming up. So I appreciate the public for showing up, too. We are live streamed, and I encourage you guys to like check it out and see what everything looks like. But other than that, I appreciate you guys for showing up.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
clarifying question?
Yeah. What, Robert, what information are you not getting from with respect to our commission?
My next audit will be in email form. So, like, when you guys send out a notice to the public that the meetings are happening, I'm going to be figuring out if those are coming through and then letting staff know if their emails are not coming out. But this that I'm specifically talking about right now is the calendar. When you click on the event from the calendar, if you look at other events, there's links that go with it, some information to inform the public on what the calendar event is about.
It's an accessibility issue, right? Like, that's what you're referring to?
Like, yeah, like, instead of one click on the page and it takes you right to you guys, you got to search it. And
through the thing.
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult for the layman to find.
We have Cheryl. This is a public comment. You have 3 minutes.
I would just like to ask you all to take a few seconds when you leave to notice that the Purple Heart flag is flying at the flagpole to honor and remember our Purple Heart combat wounded and killed in action from our community, and also that City Hall is lit up in purple too in honor of those that made the sacrifice for our country's freedom. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for public comment.
Okay, action items. Nominate and elect chair and vice chair for the next fiscal year, 2024-2025. Does anybody want to nominate anybody to be the chair?
Who wants to do it?
What's the term? Still, I mean, you still want to do it?
No, we have to go through the nomination. I'll be more than happy to stay on for another year if people want me to stay on for another year.
Second.
I nominate Chair Budding to for 4 more years.
Yeah.
Oh no, for the 2024-25 fiscal year.
I think I'll turn out 4 years.
And you seconded it?
Before the motion was made.
Anybody else? Any other nominations?
No nomination. I would at one point, I'll just let this commission know, I would like to seek that at one point, but all out of respect to Mr. Chair Budding here, so.
We're also doing vice chair or just chair right now?
Just chair right now.
I'll just chair, okay.
All right. Nomination's closed. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstain? Me? Opposed? No? So passes 4-0-1. Okay, same question for vice chair.
Second.
I nominate Vice Chair Lopez to for 4 more years, or for the 24-25 vice chairmanship.
And we already have a second, right?
Yes, we do.
Any other nominations?
All right.
Go ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Passes 4-0-1.
Thanks, guys.
Item 5.2, post-annual report for fiscal year. Did it get, is that in the packet?
Yes, starts on page 11.
So it's not very long.
I had a question.
Sure.
Was the thing that was on the ballot that the electorate voted for, was that in 2023 or 2022?
It was 2022.
Okay.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Things start to blend together, but it's 2022. Okay. So.
Special.
That's our glory days now.
Yeah.
2022.
That's our laurels.
So, do we have any public comments on this?
No.
Okay, any clarifying questions for staff before? No? Anybody want to modify anything? Feel free. Question.
And thank you for the big font, because I didn't bring my reading glasses. I'm able to read this.
Do we need to make a motion so you are authorized to finalize and submit, or can we just approve it?
It's got to be by motion.
I move that we approve the presentation compiled by Chair and authorize him to finalize and submit.
I second.
Any discussion? No, hearing none. All in favor?
Guys, actually, sorry, one little thing. On six, you know how it says the commission continued to review ranked choice voting? I kind of took more the impression that we decided to just, like, I don't know if continue to review is right. I think it's more like...
Well, this is what we did.
Yeah.
Right? Past tense.
And we did review it several times ad nauseum.
Okay.
For like 4 years.
Sorry, it's just like I'm doing
4 years,
so
we've been talking about it.
He wants to review the review.
Oh, yeah. Review the review of the review.
All right. I said correct.
All right. So, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? 500. And if you note, item 5.6 on the agenda.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know why, but...
Okay, that passes. So, discussion item 5.3, discussion and possible action regarding communication to the City Council on a potential amendment to Charter Section 303C to extend the timeline to fill a council member vacancy by appointment. Do we have any clarifying questions for staff before we go to the public comment? Hearing none, do we have any public comment?
We have two.
Okay.
Robert, you have 3 minutes.
Some things I'm against and some things I'm not against, like I said. You know, I'm a news person who wants to give more time for the public to be aware of certain things, right? I can be reasonable with my outlook on things, too. And getting more time to do that is not a negative thing, if you ask me. Now, I come from a space where I've kind of been trying to teach myself this, so a lot of other people up there, all right, it's just going to go over their heads, so there has to be some sort of community input into these things. One thing I would suggest for the future, like items that you guys want to bring up to the City Council or something, is to maybe get staff to do a survey or something to include the public in the voting, like the process. You know, like you guys could sit around here and have the five greatest ideas, but there could be one guy just outside the room who inspires you to want to do more or change the way that you're looking at it. Not saying I disagree with this, once again. That was just my one critique on the lack of community involvement, I think, right? And I've only been here so long, so I can't speak of forever, but from what I can see, there could be ways, just as like other departments reach out to the public and ask opinion on things, that it could be brought to more people. So, you know, I don't really ever say if I'm in support or I'm against something, right? It's just, it's never really crossed my path yet to do that. But in the understanding of why you guys are extending the time and all of this, I almost say I support extending the time. That would just be for my public comment to say I support it. What you guys do is what you guys are gonna do. But reaching out to the public is always a good way to like show a bridge being built, whether it's with the police and the citizens or the city and the citizens. So, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
We have Cheryl. Cheryl, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I don't think Robert was filming when I actually brought this here to the commission after the last employment process. So I want to thank you for listening and taking into consideration everything we said and coming up with something. Just to recap why we did bring it, I think the current amendment was probably done before we had in the extended amount of time needed to get mail-in ballots done. So when they came up with this time frame, I don't think we were certifying elections the first week of December. They were being done earlier. So the public did have more time to look into candidates and vet. But now with the certification in December, and then by the time the council declares it vacant, it's closer to the holidays, and then we're going through New Year's, and by the time the candidates get it in, we don't have much time to even know that something's going on. So I really appreciate you extending it to 60 days, which I believe was, I heard that the longest you could extend it. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope good luck with getting this one through the council. I hope that they'll agree with you because it helps the public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioner comments? This sounds like something we should recommend to the city council. Does anybody disagree with that?
I want to thank both our public comments. I think that public input and transparency is always the best policy. I think I brought up, maybe in the last couple of meetings, I think I brought up the point that when the public comments made about the validity of going through the Thanksgiving and holiday season where people are offered 2 to 3 weeks, it kind of robs the opportunity of applicants. And, you know, we're all watching Christmas movies and whatnot. Not a lot of news going on the last three weeks of December. But I'd like to, I'm not sure if it's an amendment, Chairman, but maybe given the opportunity to the council and the mayor to say, you know, I think we can push this another 20, 30 days or 60 days. I'd like to give, at the very minimum, the mayor and the council the opportunity to extend it. Because not all vacancies occur, and not all special elections or vacancies occur right in November. It could happen in the middle of the summertime, or it could happen in the middle of the springtime. All of a sudden, you know what? I think we do have enough time to make a decision. But if it was a circumstance, if it's around the holiday season, I definitely see that. So I come from the mindset of giving, not going to the charter where they have to do it within a certain time frame, but giving them the flexibility and the opportunity to extend it by 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or, you know, 60 days. I'm not sure if that's an amendment that needs to be made, but I certainly believe that they should have the ability to have that flexibility. Open discussion. I don't know what you guys think.
Doesn't it say up to X number of days?
90.
We do up to, and yeah. 60 days was the recommendation from the clerk's office because there are issues with, like, calling elections and all of those things. So she recommended not going beyond 60 days, but we would say up to, so they could do it sooner than that or later than that, but that would be so just setting the maximum, that would need to be set in the charter.
Right. That's the recommendation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, but it would be a charter amendment.
Correct. It would be a charter amendment.
So it sounds like we should agree to present this to the city council.
Per the recommendation of the city clerk? Is that what we were saying?
Up to 60 days. And that was what I heard you all discuss previously.
Yeah.
That's my memory.
Yep. Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and I move that we present the amendment to extend the time period to the city council. Any seconds?
I second.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Passes 500. On a related topic, the next issue is going to be who wants to present. We don't need to vote on that, but we need to get on the council agenda, and then we need to decide who wants to present it. And it should be somebody presenting in person along with an amendment. Does anybody here really want to do that? I'd be willing to do that.
I'll do it. I'll get my free wet.
Okay. Yeah, good. Good. And any, so Victor will present it, and I would encourage anybody else on the commission to attend with him. And if he wants to bring somebody up, he can, but he'll be the presenter. And he'll be the one responding to questions.
Earning that vice chair pay.
Check sales and come
we,
in.
We double his pay for making the presentation.
And so our office previously presented an amended form of this. Do you want me to resend that to you? It was an attachment to a previous agenda, so it would just show in red line strikeout format what the amendment would be.
Sure.
That would be perfect. That's the way to present it to them. That way they
Can see what it was, so what it is being proposed as.
All right, that's good. Okay.
I heard Michael wanted to join me on that one.
I gotta lay low for that.
Yeah,
lay low.
I can understand why you don't want to present. So.
That's fair.
5.4, discussion and possible action regarding communication to City Council regarding suspension of City Council member charged with a felony. This was not, it was lukewarm to be, it didn't receive unanimous support from the council. In fact, it was a very tepid response by the council. The questions, my recollection of the questions, they weren't super questions. Nobody really got down into the weeds relative to, specifics and, what's a felony, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everybody was lukewarm, for sure. So it doesn't sound like something that we should push. I mean, we could still make a formal recommendation to the council if we wanted to, and then let the council go ahead and vote on it and decide whether or not they want to pursue it. But those are my thoughts. Any comments?
I do have one public comment for 5.4. Robert, you have 3 minutes.
Like I said, there's going to be some things I agree with you guys on and some things I don't. I'm a constitutionalist, right? Let's just start there. I was arrested, right? Charged with a felony, but I wasn't convicted. So that's the problem with that whole situation, because I've been through the system. Most people haven't even been through the system to have a formulated opinion on how you're going to be treated as a felon. Right? I wasn't even a convicted felon, but when they threw me in jail, they took a DNA swab of me, they removed all of my rights to privacy. Right? So you already get treated as a felon, even though you technically aren't, because it's off the conviction, not the charge. I tried to go to the police department's meeting, to show I'm trying to change and do good things. What held me back? A charge of a felony, not a conviction. it's going to be lukewarm to people who respect innocent until proven guilty, and then once you prove them guilty, there's already the stuff in there that they're guilty, and I understand that freedom is, dangerous like that. We're going to let a possible convicted person, right, possible, but it's not guaranteed that they're actually a felon. So I give it up to the city council for trying to stick up for our constitution in that, right? But should we continue to push the efforts to do it? It just drives more division. There's other things that could be focused on. I know there are. The charter has to do with a lot of things. So I'd widen the scope, not focus on the conviction of a felon. I'd widen it to include, not saying I support that, but I'm saying that if the staff is committing misdemeanors, right, of not doing their work, which some things are a misdemeanor if you don't do your job here at the city, right, if you decline to take a FOIA, but you'd have to work it into the policy or the charter review that the employees are going to be held to account. Compared to right now, there's no held to account for a misdemeanor. Right? The city can just commit as many misdemeanors
And I got to go all the way to the state to deal with it, where we could deal with it locally. That's just my two cents.
Thank you, Robert. So, yeah, Robert raises some good points about, you know, yes, until proven guilty and all that. I mean, it's, and we've gone back and forth on these issues here in the commission. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, unless we get incredible public feedback that, you know, that's what they want, or the council says, you know, please draft something for us, it's just one of those things that we probably should just keep on the back burner and not present.
Yeah, I agree. You know, my memory, because we've talked this issue, you know, several times, and that balancing act of the specific felony related to the public trust that is bestowed upon public servants is what we've talked. And it is balanced against the Constitution and the innocence. In other words, if the DA thinks that the comparison of crimes against children and someone involved in childcare, you know, there's a balancing act that the suspension tool is adept at dealing with outside of the judicial process to remove risk, I'll say. But none of us, in my memory, are just totally gung-ho about this. It's more been a response to a lot of the current events and the public sentiment that maybe we should approach them. We approach them. It's tepid, not even lukewarm, in my opinion, is what I hear from you, Chair. And I think it's just time to shelf it unless we develop some methodology of pulling in more and more. I do like the public comment about how do we engage the public in our task and you know, receive input and feedback while we are trying to formulate an approach to council. That's good, and maybe that's something that we, you know, tackle in a future meeting. But I think it's just time to shelf this because there's a lackluster response. That's where I'm at.
I apologize for rehashing old arguments that have already been discussed, but from what I recall, there's also the reason why the suspension also came up was the council member that might be charged that's charged with a felony might be too distracted to do their public duty. They need to concentrate on the defense of their, you know, charge of felony. So that's part of the reason why the suspension was there temporarily until they're able to set up a defense or whatever for that. But yeah, but I agree with the rest of the group, or at least from what's been said so far, that if we're not getting a warm enough response from the city council, it's not going to pass anyway, even if we present a proposal. So if the temperature is not good right now for it, I would also recommend to shelve it until there's an opportunity to push it again.
Yeah, and we tried to make it really fair too. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's punitive. We tried to say, you know, you get your, you know, reimbursed all this, mm-hmm. you get, you know, your back pay and all that stuff, where you don't see that anywhere else.
When this whole issue, when I got brought up to speed with everything, I mean, we were in a very like heightened political climate with that whole situation going on, and I gotta say, originally I was very like, yeah, like we should kind of pull, you know, if they're even in those waters, like that argument that you said about, hey, they're too distracted, they get them out. But you know, I gotta say, as time has passed on, I put myself, if I just everything that's been going on and just different situations and of accusations and words and how things have happened, like I sit there and I think, God, if that was me, if I was a council member and they just threw some, you know, case at me or whatever, and I know that it's not true, and you're getting forced to step down, like, yeah, the public might lose their trust, but I mean, there's so many factors that I've been considering that, and after chewing over this over time, I gotta say, I actually kind of I flipped on this a little bit. I'm actually more, you know what, like there's a law for a reason, and so many things can come out as time passes on. And if anything, I'm against that suspension. You know, if the law, until you're convicted, you know what? Like, I think I'd rather just follow the law after spending more time on this. It's just so many things have happened, and it's just not. I mean, you look at the presidential race, man. I mean, you know, details come out, and even though, you know, things did happen, right? But, you know, it's not, so much can happen in that time. So actually, I just wanted to let this commission know. I don't know if this is a motion, but actually, I wouldn't even want to present this to the council.
There's no motion pending. And also, to follow up on Edgar's point, which is really one of the main reasons to do it, is unless you're the person who's been accused and you are trying to defend yourself and do your public service job at the same time, and we don't know how that impacts people. So, I mean, it theoretically could be possible to do it, and if it's possible, then there's no reason to suspend somebody. So,
How it affects the people or the
well, if the person can accused. Do if the accused person can go ahead and participate in the person's defense, but at the same time perform all the duties of the person's job, then why are you getting...
Sometimes my decision that you're too distracted to do your job is wrong.
Right.
And I'm not doing you a favor, I'm harming you, is what he's saying.
So that's, I guess, the what's the counter to that would be, I mean, we don't know, like, what if it doesn't affect them? Like, you know,
right. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If it doesn't affect them,
that's
then
exactly
we don't know. Nobody, you know, hardly anybody's ever been in that position.
Yeah.
So.
Also, part of it could be also a distraction. So if that person's charged with a felony, he's sitting in chamber, it's all the attention is going to be on them as opposed to... Yeah,
that did happen.
Yeah,
we saw that.
Yeah,
how do you get around that?
Which is why I was there on the first side when this whole thing started, just seeing that what was happening.
That was very unfortunate. But I think the council as a whole handled that whole situation very well.
I'm just happy that I was able to convince all of you over the last several meetings.
It's called leadership.
That's it. Thank you. You know what's more distracting? Getting fired from your job, going through a divorce, those things are way more distracting than going through a felony.
Yeah.
I mean, there's multiple reasons why somebody wouldn't be able to perform their duties, but that's not our decision to make, is it?
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you.
Okay. Next item, 5.5, discussion and possible action regarding potential amendment to Charter Section 503D to remove the city attorney residency requirement. Do we have any public comments?
We have one. Robert, you have 3 minutes.
Watching First Amendment videos really pays off. It educates you on other cities and their policies, and it includes you on some of the situations that they find themselves in, right? And after watching several cities, I could name them, but it really doesn't matter. I've seen several situations where these, let's say, bigger towns, not Chula Vista size maybe, but relatively big towns in other states, what they have is a city attorney who's outside of their own jurisdiction. So when they need advice or they're coming to the city council meetings, they have to drive in. They have to import themselves to the city council meetings. According to our rules, that's what would be happening. If they lived all the way in Northern California and they had to come to the meetings and they had to fly down here every 2 weeks, right? It doesn't require him to be here. That's the problem with it. Is if he lives somewhere else, he's going to be somewhere else. He's not going to be focused on Chula Vista as someone who is actually in the environment. We could hire someone from China, you know, according to, like, they don't have to be a resident here. But I'm trying to play that advocate because there's no limit at that point. It could be someone in New York. So it doesn't seem reasonable that when the police and a lot of people depend on these certain opinions, right, for them to always have to pick up the phone. No, they should be able to have the face-to-face, and then even that attorney should be able to face-to-face with the local, right, when they're at the meetings, when I come in here for questions. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to remove a residency requirement, especially in a position of power, right? They're going to be making a lot of judgment calls for the city. And if you have someone who doesn't live in the city, they're not going to make the same call as someone who lives here. You know, and it goes back and forth, right? You want the best person, but at what cost? And we want investment. We don't want outside sources running our city. We want to be invested as Chula Vistas. So thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
clarifying question. Was that, and my thing is a little fuzzy about it, was the reason why this came up was because there was a challenge on getting a qualified city attorney from the Chula Vista area? Was that the reason why this thing came up?
I don't remember who requested it to be on the agenda.
Because in one of our meetings it came up where...
You requested it be put on the agenda. So, you said Doris and Eva.
So we could talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think...
Because we don't have enough qualified lawyers.
So that's what my concern was when it first...
Okay, that's my clarifying question, yeah.
And we've been really lucky. The elected city attorneys that we've had... So we've been lucky, but I remember when it first came out, I was like, you know, I talked to some attorneys, including attorneys that worked here, and it's like, you know, do we have enough qualified attorneys living in the city of Chula Vista who could actually be a good city attorney? And so far, it seems like we have. So I don't believe that we should change this at all. You know me, my issue is should we even have an elected city attorney? That's a completely different issue. So, you know, I would not remove the residency requirement. Does anybody think differently?
My thoughts on it before were there's a strata of people that deal with this at a different level than the majority of the public, and if they were of the opinion, hey, we got lucky, we dodged the bullet, we did get a good candidate, if they felt that way, and that would be the city attorney's office, the people that deal with the city attorney's office the most, you know, law enforcement. That was my only thought on why you would want to do something for an issue that, to me, is not broken, right? If it's not broken, don't try to fix it. My tenure on the Charter Review Commission has just been very favorable towards the city attorney office, and they compare strikingly well against all of the professional people that I knew in aerospace. The talent is just, I think, it's excellent. So I don't think it's broken, and I don't advocate it to fix it, but I do recognize that others could have intimate knowledge of details that I am unaware of. And if they felt that way, we should have that feedback by now, because we've talked it several times.
Yeah.
So I would not move this forward to change.
All right. We'll table this issue then, unless anybody else has any comments before we go on. All right. Ranked choice voting update. Do we have any public comments on that?
We do. We have two. Shall we have 3 minutes?
I'm just curious to why this is back on the agenda. I've actually gone back and looked at past charter review minutes and all that, and it seems like it has been years. I don't know. I wish I was kind of speaking afterward to hear what the update was. I'm kind of curious if it's about the survey that went out. I received that survey, and the questions, as most polls are, kind of lead you down a certain path to agree with something. It wasn't really a well-balanced questions. I do know that this is a national, well-funded national organization that is pushing for ranked choice voting here in California. I know that three governors have vetoed it, started with Governor Brown, and Newsom has vetoed it twice because of the complexity of it. And I have looked into it, as several of people I know have, and it seems to be the research is not holding up to what the ranked choice voting people say the pros are. The research is showing up on the side of it costing an awful lot of money and being very complex and very confusing, and it really is not something that's upholding democracy, it's really hurting democracy. If this is about because we don't want a primary, the two elections, saving money, whatever, then let's go back to what we used to have. If you get 50% plus one in the primary, you win. If we don't want to do the primary because that got changed because some people felt there weren't enough people voting in the primary, then let's just do like the water board does and like the school board does and have one election in November, winner takes all. So there's other options to keep one person, one vote, than making a very complex, expensive type of change to our voting system. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, you have 3 minutes.
Took the time trying to explain this to my dad, right? And I'm trying to explain to him, we pay for a voting system, right? We don't do the system ourselves, right? That's something that should be retained back with us to secure the vote. But in the current system, we pay the San Diego County to do the system. So imagine you have San Diego, they do it regular, and then you have Chula Vista, and we do it a different way, right? And so you're going to get different systems running one election, and then you're going to have to build a program to do these systems because the current provider doesn't offer that service, or it's going to cost you. So, and you're kind of putting yourself into the rock and the hard spot then, especially if you bring it on and don't even know what the systems are, have any examples of them. Like, you know, the great idea of fair, free and fair elections, it's just unholy, not true, right? Like, if we were securing our elections, we'd be doing them locally, not giving them, passing the hand to people. But on top of it, you're talking about retraining the population to learn how to vote again. And my dad's going, you know, I'm just not going to vote. And I'm like, so we're going to change everything to deter more people from voting? Like, that's the ultimate, like, we're trying to increase the amount of people, legal voters, right? There's a lot of people who came across the border. Oh, mail-in ballots. Who's going to stop them? There's election security, and then there's like trying to change everything like they did during COVID, right? And they go, well, we don't need to ask the people. We're just going to change it without them. And that's exactly what they did. We didn't even vote on it. So, you know, I don't want our city to lead in those bad examples. I want our city to go, yes, in the past, the government has made some mistakes. But we can recognize those mistakes and build a better future for our kids to vote with tomorrow. Do I think this is the system? No, because we still haven't even figured out the first one. Thank you.
I think the public reflects the affectionately known as the zombie topic that we've talked to that just will not go away. We keep talking. And that's been the dialogue that we've had over and over. I think we had a champion for it in the past that's no longer with us. I don't see us doing anything other than what we've done if San Diego County were to do something and share the significant financial burden of creating something. It would be time to resurrect it again and look at it. But until that happens, I say we just shelve this and not have it on the recurring agenda. That's where I'm at with. Notionally, it's an attractive notion, right? Like, okay, a better, fairer way. All of our investigation, interrogation, data, feedback, it seemed to indicate that it was the data didn't flesh out. It was, you know, suspect at best. That's where I'm at.
So it's on the agenda because kind of what you said. I mean, we should watch what the city does because the city is going to be the entity that it's been on their radar. If they vote on it and it gets in the Register of Voters, goes ahead and look to expensive modifications that need to be made, then it's something that we should look at seriously. I disagree about the data not showing positive results. In fact, the data shows that more and more public entities throughout the country are starting to adopt it. Mm-hmm. And there's different types of ranked choice voting too. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. And also, once you get through the initial cost phase, then it actually makes it a lot easier because then it will eliminate a runoff election if you have X number of candidates. And so it's one of those things where we need to keep our mind open and keep our ears open for this particular issue because it's something that is going to come up again when the city of San Diego goes ahead and approves it. So I just want to encourage everybody on the commission to go ahead and think, you know, if you see something, let us know. you know, we can put it on the agenda to discuss any really good ideas that you've seen, something like that. That's the only reason this is on the agenda, so I can let you guys know. And if you see something that you think will work in this regard, let us know and put it on the agenda.
That's fair enough. I appreciate that comment about what I call recurring and non-reoccurring cost analysis. So the investment up front of changing our system could, over a span of 20 years of not having runoffs, save, you know, XYZ, and you do need to analyze that once it's moved forward. And I think that's really sound advice for us to, if you see something, keep reading it, and that is something that I enjoyed about this subject has caused me to look at it more and more. It's a fascinating subject, but...
I trust the senses of everybody on this commission in terms of climate and political climate in general. For the sake of our commission and just timeline and me basically feeling that I just don't see this happening for us anytime soon. I think for our purposes, I think it doesn't need to be on the agenda. I think we'll know when we'll look around and be like, hey, all right, let's put this on. I mean, look at what we did with the council member situation. So. But yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of stuff. I'm hearing about some good people that have been pushing charter review, or excuse me, the ranked voting. So, I have not had a deficiency of information. I've actually been getting more recently. So that's how I feel about that.
Any other comments? Okay. Staff comments.
We do have two available openings, so if you guys know of anybody that would like to apply, encourage them to apply through our website. So two openings for this commission.
Do they need to be by specific district or at large is okay?
At large.
Okay.
We're all at large, right?
All of the commission members are at large, yes.
But usually council districts kind of recommend, is that kind of what happens?
No, for this commission it just is all the general membership process.
So, besides Jim, to Todd, is Todd off? Or?
Todd turned off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's just us five.
So you have the five of you right now, or the whole body.
All right. So, yeah. So that's a good idea. I mean, you know, we're all people who are involved, and we all volunteer, not just this, but other things. And we're on other boards and other commissions. If you know somebody who you think would, you know, be interested in being on this commission and who would contribute to this commission, let them know. Encourage them to apply.
Can you send us that link, please?
I can.
That'd be helpful. I can forward that around.
Chair's comments? Any comments?
No, you probably, hopefully, will have the city attorney joining you. He was going to be here tonight and staffing the meeting. He may be staffing it moving forward, but he was not feeling well, so he sat out.
You sure he didn't go to the Padre game?
I can't guarantee that, but I don't think so.
Filipino Heritage Night was like on Wednesday or something like that.
I know this is going to be disappointing, but I don't have any other comments other than what I've already talked about. Anybody else have any comments?
Did I interrupt somebody? I have a comment about my drive for us to assist the city on the homelessness issue that's near and dear to my heart. And I guess what I think should happen, because it's not really an agenda item, is I'd like to make a motion that we create an ad hoc committee. Can we do that without this being...
We would have to agendize, but we could agendize at the next meeting creation of an ad hoc subcommittee.
Let's do that.
And also, I'm sorry, I should have given you the update. We were going to have a presentation tonight from our homeless outreach team. They had conflicts tonight, weren't able to attend, but they do know about our next meeting, right, Doris? And they've agreed that the staff will come and do a presentation on the homeless outreach team's work, efforts, what staff we have, what staff we don't have. And what they try to do, and also there's a council meeting in September that will likely address homeless issues, so you will have that update and information at the next
meeting. And our next meeting would be November, right?
Correct.
Perfect.
So no Padre game excuses.
Okay, so, great. I look forward to that.
Fleshing it out, though, we're the Charter Review Commission. What kind of charter issues relative to homelessness?
I don't know. You know, I look at the issue, and to me, it's staggering. I bike and I hike, you know, down by the new development, and my wife and I do that together, and, you know, there's a security concern when you're with your loved one and you see, you know, more homelessness around you with some of the risk that comes involved with the driving forces, which I think are drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, and then the down and out. That's three basic categories of the drive to create someone to reach that point in life. So the security that I feel growing up in Chula Vista, because I've been in every area of this city, and you know, I guess I created some of the high-risk situations when I was a young man, but I was never bothered by going into any neighborhoods, you know. But I'm bothered now, and I think we are at significant risk of creating harm to our community by having this wonderful development and not being able to solve in time this overriding, very significant issue that everybody faces. In every state, I go everywhere. It's always an issue. And I want to tell myself I've exhausted every potential that I have on the CRC to assist my community with this. And once I feel that way, I'm going to do something else because I just feel driven to help try to solve this and pitch in. I believe there's a ton of effort and money going into the endeavor to deal with homelessness. My paradigm that I'm open to being proven wrong is we're not channeling that energy. All of my aerospace business experience was you got a person that led it, and he or she owned it, and then that person owned the interface of all these swim lanes. And in homelessness, there's multiple swim lanes, right? There's law enforcement, there's city attorney, there's public safety, there's charities that get involved. Everybody's trying to do something, but is it channeled? I think the CRC has some potential to, this is the structure. And once again, I would advocate it's a section of the CRC that's very in-depth. Now, I know that we have a lot going on, and I look forward to hearing that report and to hearing everything. And what I would expect to see coming away from that is some of my paradigm has been chipped away, and there are a published endeavor that does channel all those endeavors and does a liaison aspect of, hey, you on the city attorney, you need to be assisting this. How can law enforcement assist you? You know, that's what I did for work, and it's great work, and it just channels energy, and then you build momentum, and then you solve some things, and you move out of the negative into the positive. I don't see us doing that. Maybe we are. I know that they measure some things. I'm a measurement guy, quality assurance. You don't impact what you don't measure. So what are the measurements? I'd have, you know, I'd have a dashboard that everybody in the city, you know, we now have 8,000 homelessness individuals. And, you know, a month from now, it's 7,500 and 7,000, you know. That's the way I would attack every problem I've ever faced is, what do you measure? You know, what are your driver measures? What are your results measure? And put it visual, and everybody owns a piece of impacting that. I don't see it. Maybe it exists, and we'll be blown away, and I'll just say, okay, man, it's going to get fixed. I think we can help. I think we can put a lot of structure for as far as organizational change management. Who does what? How do they do it? What's the expectation? What's the result that we expect to get out of them? Who's paid? Who's volunteer? Are the volunteers being held accountable to follow the guidance of this director or whatever the position is? In other words, maybe we don't want people servicing the homelessness population in a park. Maybe that's something that isn't wise, that it keeps people living in the park, for example. I don't know. But if that were true, then I would expect charity representatives to adhere to, hey, we don't want to do that. We want a central location. I don't know the solution. I just know that I think we are at grave risk of jeopardizing where this city is as far as the potential for us to take a step function improvement with the Gaylord, as well as I see harm in my fellow man because of this issue, and it keeps me awake at night. That's it in a nutshell, Chair.
You should do. You should contact Lieutenant Bignello from the HOT teams.
He'll probably be attending to do part of the presentation.
Yeah, that's in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should contact their office and meet with their staff. You'll do a couple of ride-longs. I would ease or firefight. Yeah.
So we'll put it on the ad hoc. I'm definitely going to try to pony up to lead that and be at least be a part of it. And, you know, like I say, maybe there's no potential for us to help, but I at least want to find out. And if there is, I want to try.
Can we get you to unretire and go to work for Boeing? Sounds like they need you.
You're retired? You're too young.
So one of the issues with the presentation, what they should focus on, they're presenting to us, is what can we do to help relative to the charter? In other words, what things in the charter can be tweaked to help them? That should be a focus.
Well, I can tell them what information you're looking for. Whether they can give you that or make an opinion on that would be up to them. But yes, I can definitely communicate what your interest is in hearing and what the impetus behind the request is, for sure. And it's actually a good time. We just did our own local point in time count that collects data. We do an individual one. The county does one, but the city actually does its own, which is fairly unique, which collects a lot more data, I think, than the county one does. So they would also have that update for you as well. That was just done earlier this week.
But get them thinking about, you know, they're presenting to us, so how can we help?
So. Correct.
I would say it this way. You know, I'm definitely not trying to push. I'm trying to pull. You know, what can the CRC do to move the needle in the positive direction?
Yeah, and there may be nothing. It may be everything that we hear. It would be things that would be ordinance-related type of things.
Yeah, and they work within usually the ordinance, not at the charter level, but they still may have insight or thoughts, or when you hear the presentation, you might have questions for them about how, you know, things that no one has thought of yet, or that, you know, that somehow a connection's then made and an idea comes up.
Yeah. Perfect. Any other commissioner comments? All right. This is going to sound really weird, but I'm adjourning this meeting to November 13th, 2024 at 6 p.m. And what time is it?
7:01.
Wow.
7:02.
Okay. If I wasn't late, it would have been under an hour, you know?
It could have, oh yeah.
It was worth the wait, Chair.
Thank you, everybody.
Although, Vice Chair did a wonderful job.
He had a solid 13 seconds.
That short-lived power you had.
So close.
Thank you for the public comments.
You may be interested in watching the September 10th council meeting, because that'll be when some homeless items are coming.